Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. I always love the applause. Yes, I always love the first welcoming. And I also want to welcome you. It is October the 10th, and you have just tuned in to Shay Renee and Friends. Guys, we have a great show in store for you. You're going to get an opportunity to learn and get to know the new crew a little bit better and find out more about them. And so they're going to be on a little later in the show. You know, I always start the show off with a little bit of information and some news. I want to remind you that you guys, we are not using any copyrighted material without permission. We appreciate Google for the photos of that we use on the show. And I want to go into some news. Man, this has been a week, I tell you. I can definitely say it's been a day. There's nothing more joyful than a live show because you never know what's going to happen. And so we had some difficulties, but how many of you know that God is good and he's going to work everything out? And so he did. I was a little stressed, but hey, we accomplished what we needed to accomplish, and the show is on, and it's popping tonight. And so I kind of want to talk to you about who's in the news. Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein has hit the news. And, you know, it's not common for a lot of Hollywood moguls to, you know, hit the news, not unless, you know, it's something – you know, good. But in this circumstance, he has been alleged of inappropriate behavior toward women. And you remember not too long ago, we dealt with that on Fox News. Well, here's another one, Harvey Weinstein. Matt Damon, who was accused of stopping a story in 2004, he came forth. And he was stating that, you know, he didn't have anything to do with covering up a story about Weinstein years ago. Sarah Waxman, she was a former, she's formerly with the New York Times writer, and she is a writer and current editor-in-chief of The Wrap. She published a story, a piece back in 2004, and she was addressing the sexual misconduct. And she had talked to a woman in London who had allegedly had been paid off. Damon does state that he had no clue that the story was about sexual misconduct. He says he never saw this, and he is deeply sorry, and says that if he would have known it, he would have stopped it. And, you know, most things like that, anything to do with sexual misconduct or, you know, it's not done in the public arena. It's mostly done behind closed doors. So I do understand Matt Damon saying that, you know, he wasn't aware of this kind of stuff because those types of things, they do happen behind closed doors. And unless you're behind those closed doors, you're not really aware of those things. Now, if you're really close to a person, then I guess you can kind of pick up on the conversation that they have and how they talk to determine if by chance they could be involved in some kind of sexual misconduct. I always hate to hear stories like this because, you know, it's always two sides to a story. He did have one celebrity to step up for him. I think it was Donna Karen. She did step up for him. And she said that the way women dress and different things of this day and time, that, you know, I guess she is basically saying that because of the way women are dressing these days, they're asking for that type of thing. But, you know, I kind of beg to differ. I do think that how you carry yourself does say a lot, especially when it comes to the opposite sex. It does say a lot in how you carry yourself. And so, you know, if it does say a lot, it does say a lot. We just have to accept that fact that it does say a lot. So if you're walking around, you're half naked, it does say a lot. You can't reveal all of your assets and then get mad at someone if they want to touch the assets or, you know, make suggestive comments about the assets. So, you know, I kind of agree with her on that. But I disagree with her to a point because, you know, it's all about respect. And, you know, I've been known to wear little Daisy Dukes, but that doesn't mean that that gives you a license to touch me. And that doesn't mean that I'm giving you a license of I'm available to be approached or violated in some form or fashion. I believe that all sexual encounters should be a mutual consentment type of thing. But, you know, hey, we have a president and commander in chief that says, hey, if I have money, I can grab them by the coochie. And so, you know, maybe this is the mindset that he's putting on people with money. You know, I'm really not sure about that. But, you know, I do believe that everything should be mutually consent should be given and it should be a mutual thing and not forced upon. And so we're going to stay in tune with this story and see how it turns out. You know, there seems to be a history with Harvey Weinstein when it comes to sexual misconduct. And we know that when someone is accused of sexual misconduct, people who have not said anything definitely come out of the woodworks when it comes to these types of things. And so we will see how this story unfolds. And so that's Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. There are fires going on in California. Yeah, wildfires. Which, you know, we're used to the wildfires in California. The sad thing is that California has had a water shortage for how long? And they're constantly getting these wildfires. I'm not sure, you know, how a wildfire starts. You know, it takes a tree to make a million matches, but one match to burn down a million trees. And so I'm not exactly sure how these wildfires are starting. But they're going on in Northern California, and firefighters are continuously trying to battle the blazes there. And 15 people so far have lost their lives. And it's caught a lot of residents off guard. They didn't even know that this was even happening. And they had minutes to escape, but 15, unfortunately, did not make it. And so our hearts and prayers go out to those in Northern California dealing with the wildfires. And so hopefully the firefighters and, you know, they can kind of get that under control. You know, I am surprised that they even have any more trees to burn in California. Every year it's constant that there are wildfires going on. And so, you know, and like I said, there's a shortage of water. So I'm curious to know. They can't be using water. They've got to be using something else. But anyway, it doesn't help the shortage. I can tell you that much. It does not help the water shortage with wildfires going on, especially if they're having to use water to try to put them out. So we're definitely praying for you, California. And hopefully they can get that under control. In honor of the Las Vegas shooting, you know, we discussed that last week, and our hearts were broken with what occurred with the Mandalay Bay and Resort, Casino and Resort. And our hearts were just deeply saddened. Jason Aldean, he was an artist. The last set of the concert when the shooting took place, he had a touching statement concerning what happened and what occurred in Vegas. And it deeply broke our hearts to see just innocent lives gunned down in a senseless killing and shooting spree that Paddock had did. We come to find out that he had sued the casinos. I think it was a slip and fall. There's some more things coming out about the shooter. But like I said last week, and I'll say it again this week, that $100,000 he sent to the Philippines should go to the people's family that this man murdered. I'm sorry. Even if the girlfriend didn't know, she should not be reaping those benefits. He was definitely a gambler. And so, but in honor of the Las Vegas shooting, the whole Vegas Strip, it went dim or is going dim to honor the shooting. And if you've ever been to Vegas, it can be nighttime, but it looks like daytime because of all the lights. And so they're shutting down the lights in Vegas in honor of those who were wounded and injured, and also for those who lost their lives in the Vegas shooting. So hats off to the Vegas Strip for, you know, shutting down everything and honoring those victims, you know, because we live in a world that's about that dollar bill. And for them to shut down everything, they're saying we're willing to shut down everything and honor what took place in our city. And so that is very, very commendable. And whoever thought about that, that was one great, great thing to think about. That was awesome. Now, I definitely want to talk about the tweet. I told Ming Lee not to mention this concerning in the political news, because I wanted to address this. Donald Trump is saluting Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and saying that he's going to suspend any player that kneels at the anthem. And I definitely want to address this because we're kind of getting the whole concept of why these athletes are kneeling. First of all, when you sit in the position of any athlete, celebrity, business mogul, anyone that sits in a leadership position on that level, whether you're Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, these are people that sit at a level to where society views you as a role model. Now, we want to say, why are these players or why are these people kneeling at the flag? It's disrespectful to the military. Well, it's not disrespectful to the military, and it really has nothing to do with the flag, and it has nothing to do with the military. Now, if we go back in history, and these are African Americans that are kneeling, if we go back in history, and I mean we go back in history, and we see how African Americans have helped with being on the front line, even though they were not necessarily trained. We can go back to the Civil War where African Americans were handed rifles and handed guns, were not even trained on how to use them, and they used them literally as weapons and did not fire them off, but they ended up winning. So it's not about African Americans don't honor the flag. We've honored a flag that had us enslaved. We honored a flag that killed a lot of our ancestors. We honored a flag, even though the flag has not shown us that all men are created equal. This has nothing to do with the flag. This has to do with police brutality and unarmed African Americans being murdered. When you look at those who were murdered, unarmed African Americans who were murdered, it's about police brutality. Now, if you look at those, that could be any one of those players' sons, daughters, uncles, aunts. And it's a peaceful protest that's being taken place. It has nothing to do with the military, because we were a part of the military. African Americans were fighting for this country to be the land of the free. So it's not about honoring this country. It's about all men being created equal and not being considered less than because of the color of their skin. And so it's taking a stand against police brutality and the lives that have been lost, unarmed lives that have been lost in the custody of bad police officers. We know that there are good police officers. I have police officers that are friends. So I know that there are good police officers out there. And the majority of African Americans know that there are good police officers out there. But we also know there are bad police officers out there. And so this is saying that there needs to be justice when it comes to police brutality, because all men are created equal because of that flag. We honor that flag, and we love America. We love it because it's the land of opportunity. And so this is the meaning behind why these players and athletes are kneeling. It's a sign of humility. And if you know about history, even during the civil rights, the same thing was taking place and done with Dr. Martin Luther King. So this is nothing new. Okay, it's peaceful protesting. Now, they were saying that the NFL owners were going to be suspending the players. I don't think they're going to do that. I mean, you know, if you suspend every African American in the league, what would be left? I mean, if you would suspend, because African Americans really hold up the majority of athletes in league. So if you take the count, the number count, what would be left if you suspended every African American that kneeled at the anthem? I mean, that's just something to think about. And I know these owners of these NFL teams, they're smart men and they can make money. I don't think they're going to lose money because of what President Trump is tweeting. And so hopefully he'll deal with White House policy and leave the NFL alone, and the NFL players and athletes can continue to do a peaceful protest, and we can get justice when it comes to police brutality. And so with nothing else being said, I am going to bring on Ming Lee with our political news. Ming Lee, you're alive and you're on the air.
Well, hello there, Shay. I'm Ming Lee,
And I am here with your political news. President Trump is still playing golf. He's still playing golf. I don't think he's doing anything with the White House or the policies. He's just playing golf. And he's getting in trouble, his whole team, for traveling and going places and spending money, a lot of money, going on trips and everything and stuff. And so that's being looked at. Also, he started some beef with Coco from Tennessee, and it's not pretty. It's not pretty at all. And so it was some Twitter beef going on concerning that. Coco has decided not to run. And President Trump says that he decided not to run because he doesn't have the guts and he's not going to back him. But we all know that if Trump does back him, he probably won't win. And so he is not going to run anymore. And so there's some bad blood between Senator Coco and President Trump. And so we'll just see how it all turns out. Also, we have a cat fight going on concerning we have a cat fight going on concerning President Trump and his women. And I guess that's happening to take off the attention of him playing golf. So his ex-wife, Ivanka, is writing a book, and she's talking much smack to the First Lady, Melania. And Melania was not happy. And then she called Marla Staples, another wife, just a showgirl. So, I have not heard Marla step back, but First Lady Melania says that she is about writing books that are going to help the children and do good and play her role in the White House. And not write a book to make a profit like Ivanka. So it sounds like Ivanka may be a little jealous because Melania is the First Lady and she didn't get to be the First Lady. Or maybe it's her signaling President Trump that she may want to rekindle a fire that once upon a time there, she did have his children. I think she had more children than Melania. And I don't think she was a mail order bride. So I guess we will see if a fight really does occur. Because it would be very interesting to see the women fight over him. So that is all in our political news. And this is me, Ling, and I'm signing off.
Okay, thank you, me, Ling. Now, before you sign off, now, we've just started this whole new show. And I kind of want you to share a little bit about yourself so that our listeners can know a little bit more about you and where you come from. Can you do that?
Well, hello. You wouldn't know this. But my father, I'm mixed. And my father was Chinese and my mother was Japanese. And that makes me Japanese.
I was born and raised in the first black city for the Negro, Orange Mound. As some you know, it is the mound. So President Trump, we don't play that here in Tennessee. We don't play that down here. I'm professional, but what? I will karate chop you real fast. My family, we had one of the neighborhood stores, and I followed in the family business with the Hound Dog Weave and Nail Salon. I graduated from Melrose High. So if you don't want to be a hound dog and cry all the time, you want to stop by 555 Elvis Presley Boulevard at the Hound Dog Sale and Weave Salon and Nail Shop, where we take all your cries away. But that's all about me. I'm Mei Ling, signing off.
All right, thank you, Ming Lee. All right, so this is our political commentator, Ming Lee. She will be on the show with us, so guys, you will get to know her. And she's great with the political news, and so we're excited to hear what else she has to share with us when it comes to political news. Now, let me go into a little bit more news. Now, Jemele Hill, she was removed and suspended for 2 weeks after her response to Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. And this is her second violation concerning the social media policy. ESPN says individual tweets reflect negatively on the network. Man, I wish someone from the White House would say that. I mean, who is there from the White House to say that? That certain tweets reflect negatively on the White House. I mean, can the person at ESPN that says this right here, can we send them to the White House? Because this is the same thing that the White House needs to be saying about tweets that go out from our Commander-in-Chief. Well, not only that, okay. Sarah Huckabee Sanders says that Hill's tweets constitute a fireable offense. And I was thinking, okay, now you're saying fire her because of the tweet. Should we fire our president because of his tweets? I mean, because he has offended a lot of people. He's got beef going right now with Senator Bob Corker. So is that a fireable offense? I mean, you know, when I listen to things, you know, I'm just like, huh. Okay, so if you said this, would this be a fireable offense concerning the Commander-in-Chief? Because he offends a lot of people with tweets. I mean, he called NFL players sons of a bitches. So, you know, is that a fireable offense? What is a fireable offense when it comes to the White House? And also, I remember Sarah Huckabee when she was talking concerning the response to the NFL and them kneeling. I remember her stating in a sarcastic way that the NFL players should be boycotting the police that protect them during the football game. So, is that a fireable offense? The sarcasm? These are just things to make you think a little bit. You know, I just want you to think a little bit. You know, because this is coming from the White House. This is coming from the White House. This is not me. It's a fireable offense. So, I'm just, you know, wondering, okay, well, is this considered a fireable offense? You know, let me know. Let the country know. Is there things coming out of the White House that are fireable offenses? So anyway, it's time for our spiritual insight
with Sister Esther Rain. Sister Esther Rain, you've got our spiritual insight.
Well, hello there, children of the Most High. This is Sister Esther Rain with your spiritual insight. I'm coming to you from 2 Samuel 6 and 12. When the Lord blessed Obed-Edom, yes, and King David was so happy, yes, he was. He was so happy he offered up an offering to the Lord. Yes, he did. And the Lord spoke to me about this scripture. Now, David, he started dancing for the Lord with all of his might. Everything that was in King David, he danced until he was naked. That right, you heard me? Naked. And he danced and he was naked in front of all them people, the slave girls and all the people. And he gave them food and bread and wine. And Michelle, Saul's daughter, had some kind of attitude. You know how that can get, girl. When you get in the praise of the Lord and you get caught up, somebody always gonna get mad at you. But praise him. Praise him in the house. This is the last way. And that's what the Lord spoke to me. Praise him in the house. So she says to King David, she despised him. And she said, you just undignified. How dare you as king get naked in front of the slave girls and all the people. You're a king. And David clap back, clap, clap. David clap back, clap, clap. David clap back there. He said, who are you? You ain't appointed me to rule over God's children. And guess what? I'm going to look even worse. And I'm going to be even more vile. And I'm going to do more worse. Yes, he did. He said, because it's for the Lord who appointed me over his people. Now the Lord talking to me? Yes. And he said, and let me tell you something. Oh, stank-faced girl. That's probably what he said. He said, in them handmaidens you're talking about, child, they was honored. They liked it. They sure did. And guess what? Because she said something about the King David blessing the Lord till he was naked, and she thought it was undignified, she couldn't even have no children. So the Lord spoke to me from this scripture that ain't nothing new up on the sun. David was first Chippendale. I'm Sister Esther Rain, and there's your spiritual insight. The Lord speaking. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bless him. Thank you.
All right, that was Sister Ring. Now, wait, Sister Ring. Hey, Sister Ring, wait, hold on, I gotta ask you a question, okay? Okay, stop praising the Lord for me. Sister Ring, okay, I gotta ask you a question now, okay? Tell us a little bit about yourself, because, you know, I know that, you know, I wanted to, you know, kind of help you and stuff, you know. What church do you go to?
Yes, I attend Greater Hope CMEAMEEEE, non-denominational Baptist, Catholic, Muslim, Jew, Church of Christ, though located on 557 Elvis Presley, next to Ming Ling's shop. Yes, so when you get your nappy ass hair done, you can come right next door. We're open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. My grandmother and mother and I went to this church, and I took my children to this church. This is our church, and we're keeping the tradition going. Yes, praise the Lord.
Okay. All right. Well, Sister Esther Rain, praise God. Tell our listeners a little bit about where you're from.
Yes, I am from the second largest black community behind Harlem in New York City. And it was open to African Americans. And I am from the first community offered to black people in the South that offered us an opportunity to own homes and property. Yes, I am from the first black city, Orange Mound. I was born in Arkansas, and my grandparents and parents migrated to be a part of this history. I graduated from Melrose High, and my family gave a lot of money to Mean Lee and her family, but they reinvested in our community, and that's what you call God right there. Yes, unity, community, praise the Lord, yes, praise the Lord.
All right. Thank you, Sister Esther Rain. She got into something. Okay, let me meet her. Yes, she's gonna have some church. All right, that's Sister Esther Rain bringing us our spiritual insight. Now, guys, have you guys seen the Dove commercial? There's been a lot of controversy about it. The commercial starts out with an African-American woman. Evidently, she washes herself with Dove soap, and she ends up being a Caucasian woman. And so there's been a lot of controversy about that commercial. I would love to hear what you guys think about it and chat it in. The chat room is open. Also, you can call 917-889. Okay, chat room, I see you typing. But yeah, I want to know what you guys think about that commercial, if you guys saw it. Now, the nuclear testing that Kim Jong-un did leaves Chinese city shaken. And so he is doing testing with the nuclear weapons. And so hopefully nothing will evolve from that. Okay, Hero 1920. Okay. Now, Hero 1920 in the chat room, he says, or she says, they thought the commercial was very offensive and thinks that Dove owes an apology and needs to redo the promotion. Okay. All right. Well, I know there was a lot of controversy with that ad. I'm not sure exactly what the message. I don't know what the message was. I don't know if they were trying to get everybody included, that everybody uses the Dove product. You know, so maybe the spokesperson who did the advertising or the advertising firm that they hired, maybe they need to come and make a statement. But it was a very, very controversial ad. They are trying to fight sex trafficking in the Dominican Republic. It is a major epidemic there, and they are fighting to get a hand and get that under control. And so hopefully that will work out. Now, Steve Bannon, now I thought he was removed from the White House. Anyway, he's pushing and calls for Senator Bob Corker to resign. Now, he already said that he wasn't running again, so I don't understand what the purpose of that was. You know, I guess because he hasn't been in the news for a minute, so I guess, you know, he has to get back in the news, you know. I guess, you know. I don't know. But anyway, there's some strange stuff going on with salmon. And, you know, I'm a salmon person. And, the EPA reversed salmon protection after CEO meeting. And so I'm not sure what's going on with that, you know, because salmon is like one of my favorite fish. And I know they talked about once upon a time, you have to get certain salmon though. And so
I'm not sure what they're doing with the salmon, but, you know, they talked about making it genetically, you know, they're going to make it genetically, you know, and I don't want no genetic salmon. I just want salmon. So certain types of salmon, you know, but it's potential gold and copper mine in Alaska could affect the whole wilderness. And so hopefully they can get that kind of under control, because that's one of like my favorite fish to eat. You know, I like a lot of fish, but hopefully they can get that and get that under control, man. We've got some issues when it comes to our wildlife and climate control, because it is hot. It is October, almost Halloween. And usually you would have a jacket on. It's football season. And football weather has not come in yet. And so, anyway, we've got to get a hold on that. We're going to go into our relationship and coochie news with the Coochie Queen. Coochie Queen, you are live on the air. It's your time.
Yes, this is your Coochie Queen with your relationship and your coochie news. Ladies. If a man comes up and speaks to you and his breath is a little hard to take, and he offers to do some oral things to you, well, ladies, if he does not have fresh breath, then that affects the oral side. If he has halitosis, then you will have halitosis of the coochie. The urethra is very sensitive to bacteria. So you got to make sure that the man has good breath and good dental hygiene before you let him go down below your waist. I am your coochie queen, giving you your relationship and your coochie news. And until next time. Take care of the Gucci.
Well, wow. I never thought about that. That's very informative. That's very informative, Queen. Usually if you have bad breath, I'm not even trying to talk to you. But before you get out of here, I've been letting our listeners know a little bit about you ladies and a little bit about where you came from and a little bit about your history and stuff. But that is some really, really good information. Can you let our listeners know a little bit about yourself and where you came from?
Well, thank you, Shay. I am the Coochie Queen, and my roots go all the way back to North Carolina. And then we were sold to a man in Arkansas. And then we were finally sold to a man in a suburb community by the name of Collierville. We were the house Negroes because of our fair complexion. And that's how I got my name from my grandmother. She named me Queen. And I still reside there, but you won't see many colored folks because we don't like the police. I graduated high school and attended Fisk University and HBCU, and I graduated magna cum laude, and I've been teaching my people about love, relationships, and the coochie, and this is the Coochie Queen signing off. Until next time, thank you, Shay.
Thank you, Coochie Queen. Wow, that's so interesting. Yes, yes, we are a little nervous when it comes to police, yes. And I don't think many of us do go out to Collierville. You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. Yes, I know. Okay, well, and I thank you, ladies, for your commentary this week. Now, did you guys see Jeopardy? I sometimes watch Jeopardy, but there was a New York bartender that stole the show. His name was Austin Rogers, and he stole the show when it came to the winning. And I saw the day that he came on to Jeopardy. I don't know how I saw it, but I ended up seeing the show where he was winning, and he had so much money compared to all the other opponents. It was amazing. Anyway, and to find out that he was a bartender and he left with a whole bunch of bank. I mean, a whole bunch of bank. I almost felt sorry for the one guy because he kept staying in the negative. It was almost sad. You know, he'd answer a question and it would go straight. Like, he was negative like a couple of thousand at one point. But Austin Rogers, he has become a viral sensation because of his performance on the show. And so he left Jeopardy with a whole bunch of money, a whole bunch of money. So I don't know if he's still bartending. Hopefully he put that money to good use. It's almost like playing the lottery almost, you know. I guess it's a little bit safer, but, you know, for a bartender to know all those Jeopardy questions, because Jeopardy is not an easy game to play, okay? And so to know those questions, he's one smart, intelligent barber. And you know us ladies like those intelligent guys. And so, anyway, some of the actresses that have come up and kind of they have joined the growing list of women accused in Weinstein has been Angelina Jolie and Gwyneth Paltrow. So these are some major celebrities that are accusing him of sexual misconduct. So this is really, really something major for Harvey Weinstein that he's got going on. Man, that's something else, I tell you. Y'all, wasn't it shocking? I never thought that Melania Trump would snap back after being attacked, because she's been so kind of nonverbal. And so it was very interesting to see the First Lady snap back, you know. You know, we are all fans of Jon Stewart, you know, and we love you, Trevor, too. You know, Trevor's doing a great job on The Daily Show. But, you know, Jon Stewart, he just has something about him, especially when it comes to politics. Well, he was on The Late Show and with Stephen Colbert, and he tries to put a positive spin on Trump. Well, we didn't buy it. And I think it was kind of hard for him too, you know. It's kind of hard to put a positive spin. How can you put a positive spin on that? Come on. It's hard. So anyway, good job, Jon Stewart. We love you. We miss you. We love that you're getting back on TV. Love the beard. The beard really suits you. Yeah, I like that. Like that little rugged look that you got going on. All right. So, anyway, that has been the crew. This has been Shea Renee and friends. And so make sure, well, before I get in here too, why is Kellyanne Conway speaking? I thought that after she promoted Ivanka's clothing line, that she was like in violation and she couldn't even have that job anymore. How did she get that job? How did they let her have that job back? Can you have the job back? And so she's still hired at the White House as the counselor? That was shocking. I thought that she was like not working there anymore. But anyway, she spoke to Anderson Cooper concerning Senator Bob Corker. And so I guess she's got her job back. But I thought that was in violation. Anyway, you never know. You never know. You never know.
everything is just different in politics. I can tell you that for sure. Everything is different. So anyway, we're going to end the night. And as always, I like to play something that it's kind of meaningful. And I'm going to play it for the NFL players. I've played it before. And for those of you all that are protesting and being activists when it comes to police brutality, FBI is trying to label Black Lives Matter as a terrorist group. So guys, those who stand in solidarity against police brutality and in solidarity to the athletes that are kneeling, here's Kendrick Lamar. We gonna be all right. All right. With nothing else said, pray for me and I'll pray for you. Give more life, give more love, and know that what God has for you is for you. Until next time, this is Shay Renee, and I've brought you the verdict this week. And hey, thanks, Ming Lee. Thank you, Sister Estherine. And thank you, Coochie Queen. Guys, follow the show and visit us at www.bytvlive.com and follow our blog site. All right? Until next time, we gonna be all right.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. Lucifer was all around me. So I kept running until I found my safe haven. I was trying to convince myself the stripes I got, making myself realize where my foundation was.
In the room, and I
while my loved ones was fighting a continuous war back in the city, I was entering a new one. A war that was based on apartheid and discrimination.
Hey, on my mama, nigga.
R.I.P. Pat Dog.
I'ma be the greatest to ever do this shit. On my mama, though, like, on the dead homies. Hey, Soundwave, turn this shit up, nigga. Turn this shit up. Soundwave, turn this shit up, nigga.
Tell me who the bitch nigga hating on me. Jumping on my dick, but this dick ain't free. To rip a butterfly, another classic CD. Get a lullaby for everyone they MC.
Blah, 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 blah.
Nigga, now R.I.P. My diligence is only meant to write your eulogy.
All's my life I had to fight, nigga. All's my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon'
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life.
Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster, silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone great. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Right, nigga, all right. We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal. I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, in a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. Ah! I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pit back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Right. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers.
We'll be right back.